Real estate is one of the oldest businesses on earth. Land, brick, leases, relationships, and right now, it's running headlong into the fastest moving technology any of us have ever seen. So the thing I keep circling is not really about software at all. It's about how an industry this old meets a moment this new. And for me, that comes down to four words. I've built my whole approach around creativity, innovation, strategy, and execution all working together. That's the idea behind Aeson Tech, which is my own venture. And it's the exact lens I want to use today, because AI is not the story. What creative people decide to do with it, that's the story.
I think that's right. And it is the point most people miss. They treat AI like a vending machine. Put in a prompt, get an answer, walk away. But the people actually pulling ahead are treating it like a creative tool. The technology is the easy part now. The judgment, the strategy, the taste, that's still all on you.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted you on. For anyone who doesn't know, Yaakov Zahar is the owner and chief architect of Lev. You build at this intersection of real estate and technology for a living. It's a platform I use every single day and tell everyone in our world to look at. So you're the builder. I'm the guy in the field trying to actually put it to work on deals.
Happy to be here. And honestly, the field stuff teaches me more than the building stuff does half the time.
Well, that's good. So let me start with an honest version of the question everyone's asking. What is AI genuinely crushing in commercial real estate right now? Not the hype. What's the real thing?
Data. Hands down, the thing that blew people away was not some fancy agent. It was guys saying, I asked it for leasing comps on a weird property, and it actually found them. One guy needed parking garages that sold separately from the office building, with cap rates and price per spot. Almost impossible to pull in CoStar. The AI found 4 sales in the last year with sources.
And that's the part I kept flagging for people in the chat. He didn't just trust it. The whole value in his words is that it does the legwork. Then you spend a few minutes verifying. Somebody had the perfect line for it. Instead of starting from home plate on Google, you're starting from second or third base.
That's the whole game right now, finding the needle in the haystack. The AI pulls the needle out and hands it to you. You still confirm it's actually a needle.
Okay, but that leads us straight into the biggest fight I watched play out. And it's worth putting on the record, underwriting. One camp says, sit down with Claude, build yourself an underwriting program in about 2 hours, as if, review the logic once and you're done. No human checking every deal after that. Same as you don't recheck the Excel, you know, it adds 1 + 1 and it does it right. The other camp basically said, are you out of your mind?
And both sides are kind of right, which is what made it a real argument. The build it once crowd has a point. If you vibe code a tool for your exact underwriting model, review the code carefully, and run a few deals through to sanity check it, the math is not where it fails. The math is the easy part. Computers are good at that.
Right, but the pushback was sharp. Underwriting is not just numbers. Comps, it's the little details, it's reading the market, it's even reading the clients. And one guy put it bluntly, if you fully rely on AI and never bother to verify, you're the problem, not the AI. I'm cleaning that up a little for radio.
He did not clean it up in the chat at all, I will tell you that.
No, he didn't. And that same nail kept getting hammered. You're really going to make a loan or buy a building with no human in the loop? That's the line. The model can be the near perfect on the code and still feel like garbage if the inputs are garbage. That's the old programming term somebody dropped, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out.
And you could have beautifully written, pre-factored, gorgeous code that confidently outputs complete nonsense. That's the scary part. It does not look wrong. So the human in the loop is not about checking arithmetic. It's about judgment on the inputs and accountability on the output.
Which is maybe the most important thing anyone said in the whole chat. And I pinned it in my head. The easy stuff is going to be do-it-yourself fast. But the expensive part was never the AI. The expensive part is who's accountable when it's wrong. The sign-off at the end, that review, that the actual product and the liability that comes attached to it.
Say you bid a job or file something off an AI takeoff. Somebody still has to put their name on it. And the second it's in the house, the liability is yours. The AI does not get sued. You do.
So let me flip it. We covered what it's great at. Where does AI just totally faceplant in our world?
On the ground. The day-to-day grind of actually operating a property. One of the most active guys in the chat manages a lot of Class B and Class C, uses AI to the max. And even he said it. Back office, documents, numbers, AI is fantastic. but leasing collections, talking to tenants and site staff, he has not seen anyone crack it in a real way.
His example stuck with me. Collecting overdue rent on a Class B or C building, it's incredibly sensitive. You have to read between the lines. Is this a good tenant who will pay the second he lands a new job? Was somebody playing the system? You know, a model cannot feel that difference. As he put it, a lot of real work is just interpersonal. AI can't do that.
And the receipts are right there. Elise AI has been chasing exactly this. Leasing, tenant, comms, the whole thing. They've raised close to $400 million. And the chat consensus was, basically, everyone who tried it moved off of it. Great for Class A, falls apart on B and C.
Which I don't think is a knock on the idea. It's a clue about where the line is. The interpersonal, high-stakes, read-the-room work is the last thing to go. And honestly, that should make people in this room feel better, not worse.
There's a clean way to think about it that somebody posted from Benedict Evans. The question is never task versus task. It's task versus job. AI can write the report, build the deck, run the numbers. Those are the tasks. But a job is judgment, trust, knowing your customer, coordinating people, automating pieces of new work that does not delete the profession.
That resonates. But now I want to get into the thing you actually build, because it's the perfect bridge here. That was what the whole thread was about. How do I get an AI to go log into a site like CoStar and actually do the work for me? And the answer everybody learns is the hard way. Generic browser automation is slow. It burns tokens. And half these platforms will ban your account for botting. How does Liv solve that?
Look, I'm not here to talk about legal permissions, etc. I'm just talking about the products that we built at Lev. And that was exactly the problem that we built around. Lev runs an agent on a remote browser. When it hits a site that needs a login, it doesn't try to fake its way in. It stops, it hands you control, and you log in yourself. And then it can pick up and run the task for you with your own authentication. And you can watch it work the whole time. So you get an agent that actually goes and does the task on the web, but you stay in control of the credentials and the sensitive parts.
Well, this is one of the reasons I use it constantly and why I keep telling everyone that I'm speaking to look at it. It's built for how real estate people actually work, not some generic enterprise that fits you 70%, which, by the way, is the whole next argument. You're pretty loud that this is the end of software companies as we know it. So make the case for us.
I will, but with a caveat I learned the hard way. The case is simple. Custom software just got cheap. For years, you paid for a tool built for your entire industry that fit your workflow maybe 70%. Now, why not build the thing that fits you 100%? One guy said it perfectly. A general leasing tool will never fit any one property manager perfectly because it wasn't built around any one property manager's workflow.
I think you're right because I think the money agrees with you. There was a point about big private credit funds, Apollo, Blue Owl, freezing investor withdrawals partly because too many loans went to the software companies and investors got nervous. AI makes a lot of them replaceable. When the lender heads for the exit, that's got to tell you something.
It does, but here's my caveat. I barely know a single real estate company that can manage its own website, let alone its own sales force. Most people, even when they could build it themselves, just want someone else to handle it. So it's the end of software as we know it, but the demand to have someone run it for you does not disappear. It just changes its shape. The winners are the ones who build the thing people actually want to lean on. That's what we're trying to do at Lev.
And that's the real edge, which is my favorite thread in the whole chat. The point was, soon AI is the thing recommending your apartment, summarizing your building, answering the renter before the rewards list. If you bump one unit because it's a corner with great light, the machine just sees a random number, and random reads to untrustworthy.
And the instinct is, let AI do the pricing. That's where you lose your edge. The real move is, keep your judgment, but tell the AI why. Unit 4B plus 150, corner exposure, south light. Same human insight, now machine readable.
Which is the whole thing in a sentence. And that's the line I keep coming back to. The winners of the next few years will not be the people who bought AI. They will be the people who took the time to understand it.
And the way you understand it is by getting your hands on it. Comparing notes with people actually building. Using tools made for your world instead of generic ones that fit you 70%. The technology will keep changing, but that part will not.
That is the part that travels. No matter when you're hearing this, the headline of this whole conversation has always been the same. Build yesterday, changing tomorrow. The tools you're using today will look ancient in a year, maybe even in a month. What lasts is the habit. Stay curious. Keep the human judgment in the loop. And feed the machine your reasoning instead of handing over your inch.
And do not wait for permission. The gap between the people who experiment and the people who watch only gets wider from here.
I think that's true. So whenever you're going to hear this, that's the invitation. If you want to actually put this to work, go see what Yaakov is building at Lev. And you can always find me and the way I think about things. I'm at Ace on Tech, I'm at Andar, and I'll be at Redeal. Creativity, innovation, strategy, and execution working together. That's the game.
Just verify your comps before you trust them.
I think that's true. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening.